On this day back in 1969, the Beatles started work on the song Come Together, which you hear right now. Became the opening song on the Abbey Road album, later released as a single. It reached top of the charts, the 26th number one song for the Beatles in the U.S. I like the song okay. It's a fine Beatles song. It's okay. I think the Aerosmith cover version of Come Together is an abomination. I really hate that song, the cover that Aerosmith does. But this one, the original, it's all right. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joining us now, Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller. Find him at MichiganBackroads.com as we find what's happening all across the state in the coming days. Ron, thanks so much for jumping back on. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm okay. The summer is flying by. We are just about T-minus 1 month away, a month and a couple of days from students being back here on the Hillsdale campus, and, well, my kids going back to school as well. So we have a lot to cram into these remaining weeks. What's out there?
Well, we do have a lot to cram in, but I have two items. One, this is just for you. I'm sure you know this. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that album. When it was first released, at this point in time, it is closer to the First World War than it is to the present day.
I make those comparisons all the time. About
it's terrifying when I ran across it. Really? I thought I was 19. So that one. And I have to do a shout-out. We just got back from an incredible two-day cruise around Drummond Island on the tall ship Huron Jewel, and Captain Hugh and his crew made it fantastic. We were on it's a schooner, fastest schooner on the Great Lakes, and what a great time we had. So I just want to thank those folks for really doing a good job.
Neat. Very neat.
Yeah. Wonderful.
All right. What's available?
Yeah. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. So you want me to just go through this, or do you want to pick and choose, or how you want to go?
Well, let's start. I mean, there's a couple of them that are close to me, and I care about me the most, right? So tell me about
what comes back to you. It all comes back to you.
Tell us about what's happening in Lansing and Kalamazoo, if you would.
Oh, well, sure. These are great. Of course, Lansing is the car capital auto show. And this is a good show. This benefits the Olds Transportation Museum. This is the big daddy of car shows, as I understand it. All makes, all models. It's open all day. There are 64 classes of automobiles, which surprises me. I didn't know there were that many. And the whole thing is, if you have a car to show, this is the one to go to. If you get there early enough, before 7 a.m., you can get a ticket. You can go and set your car up. There's a budget for $5,000 for the trophy. And and it looks like the weather is going to be good for it, too.
Yes, 140-plus awards to be handed out, too, at the car.
Yeah, so these are, this is the big daddy. This is I go to car shows from time to time, but apparently this is the one where if you've got it, this is where you're supposed to bring it.
All right. Meanwhile, down in Kalamazoo, we're not talking about things that are on the ground, but things that are in the air.
Yeah, things that have wheels. And so I have not gotten to this. I'm hoping to get to it this year. This is the, at the Air Zoo. And they're bringing in a B-59 Super Fortress. They're going to fly the thing in. You know, they don't have to bring it on a truck. This is a functioning one. So it's going to fly in. All the Utes out there, B-59 is one of the bombers that was used in World War II. So this is another big daddy.
Yeah.
And they're going to have ground. You can go around and go around through these things. You can meet the crew. Going to have flight deck tours. I'm not sure yet if they've confirmed that they're actually going to be doing some flights with people. That's still up in the air, but you can go to the Air Zoo website and get all the information on DOC. He's coming in.
Great for kids. Lots of educational content. Check that out in Kalamazoo. Let's go. We don't always have stuff from Marquette, but one of my colleagues here at Hillsdale, Matt Schlenz, who's running our marketing department, his hometown is Marquette. So if he's tuning in this morning, I know he'd love to hear what's happening in Marquette this coming week.
Yeah, and they got it going on, too, because Marquette, of course, is a great town. And last week we talked about some of the historical tours they're doing. Now, what's coming up is the art fair. And they do have fantastic art there. And these are, this is a jury show, so you've got great artisans. But the thing that really sets this apart from all the other art fairs, I did this for Steve, and I hope he's listening, was the food trucks. They have the best food truck collection of any art fair in the state. They got the best kettle corn. They got your lemon squeezers. The pretzel guy is going to be there. Chocolate Senor's tacos. Now, I'm not sure about chocolate tacos.
It doesn't matter. Those two words are fantastic. Chocolate and tacos.
I have had the Black Pearl barbecue rubs, it's worth stopping by to get those. You take them home and do them on your ribs or your pork shanks. Oh, man. My mouth is watering just talking about it.
We have time for one more. So you take your pick of what's left here.
Oh, I'm so glad you did that, because I want to talk about the Osceola River Festival and the Canoe Marathon, which comes up, and they start this thing at 9 o'clock at night. I don't know if you're a canoeer or a water sports guy, but it's very popular these days. Mm-hmm. And this is North America's toughest nonstop two-man race. They put in at Grayling at 9 p.m., and they paddle all the way to Lake Huron and come out at Oscoda. And they do this in 14 to 19 hours. So I have to tell you, I did this trip once. I've done that paddle. It took me and my robust female companion 5 days to do it. Because you have to portage around, I think it's 5 or 6 dams.
Yeah.
You know, so every time we portage around a dam, we needed to pitch tent.
Right.
And
right.
Have 8 hours of sleep and a bowl of Wheaties before we could keep going. this is a great one. And people line the there's several places along the river where, and most of them are in close proximity to a saloon.
Mm-hmm. Go figure. Yeah,
you got to keep hydrated. And so you can be on the bridge, you can cheer on your favorite team, and it's really, really is a big deal. And participants are all the way from teenagers to, I think, the oldest guy who's been a real contender is like 72.
Check out more at michiganbackroads.com. Thanks, Ron Rademacher.